Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A quick reminder, we're going to be giving away Parker McCollum tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. So be listening. Be listening for that. Four-pack of tickets to the Houston Rodeo sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. So we're waiting on news for D'Amico Ryans. Top of the hour, we'll get to OC candidates for D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
That's been a big topic over the last 24 to 48 hours.
It's a big question when you're hiring a defensive coach is, okay, who's gonna man the offense?
That's right.
Kind of a big deal.
Yep.
And I'm finding myself, even after I swore I never would, I'm starting to get excited about various candidates.
Ah, good.
Despite all the incredible unknowns, I'm allowing myself to be tantalized.
Yep. All right. So, but we just had a texter text this. I read the text a few minutes ago from the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page. We've since been buried in more text, so I'll paraphrase. But guys, don't jinx it. This whole thing could get Correa'd, and they find something wrong with D'Amico, and whammo, no D'Amico. And I think the texter was joking, but I do think the longer this goes on, the more stressed out people are going to get, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Stuff falls through. Remember Josh McDaniels of the Colts?
I do, yeah. Backed out of the whole thing, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing when that happens.
D'Amico would never do it the way Josh McDaniels
did. No chance,
But Josh McDaniels had already accepted the job offer.
Right.
No job offer has been accepted as of yet. So it's not like D'Amico would be leaving the Texans in the lurch or anything.
Yeah.
There's just, I guess there's things that could go south, like perhaps contract negotiations or something.
Right. Okay, so let's go there. So I listed a few things in front of me here, Seth, on what could be holding this up. If we feel like this thing is moving slowly right now, what could be the issue? I want you, Seth Payne, to tell me the likelihood of each of these issues being what could be holding things up.
Okay.
Money.
25% chance.
25% chance it's they're haggling out a contract right now.
It might have something to do. If it were to be money, I don't. Okay, so D'Amico does have some bargaining power here just because I think on the Texans' PR side of things, they're kind of down a road from which there's no return. And yet, I don't think D'Amico is necessarily looking to set a record with rookie head coach contracts or anything. I would be surprised if he was. No, he might just be leaving it to his agent to handle everything. But the Texans have not been reluctant to spend money on guys like even David Culley, who are not hot candidates. D'Amico's a hot candidate. David Culley was not a hot candidate, and they gave him money that nobody else in the NFL was flat out going to give David Culley. So I'll be very surprised if the Texans aren't ready to give D'Amico Ryans a very fair contract.
It's awfully tough to not give him a really, really good contract when Caserio is sitting across from the table and got paid reportedly a top five GM contract with no experience as a GM before.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there was a certain someone in the building working on those deals back then.
He was.
Who loved to give away money.
That's right.
Joaquin Easterby, yes.
Caserio, I mean, you could argue Caserio had 20 years of experience doing, in many of those years, doing the things that a GM does.
Very fair point.
Like the reason he was as close to being an actual GM as you could get without being the GM in New England. So, you could argue he has had more experience than D'Amico.
Okay, number two. We're rating the likelihood of these being the reasons why things could be getting held up with D'Amico Ryans. Mm-hmm. D'Amico having pause about working with Nick Caserio.
I would give this a 15% chance, even lower than the money side of things. And the only reason I'll say 15% is that Jacina Anderson had that weird, hard-to-decipher tweet about how D'Amico might be waiting for another executive with whom he'd like to work. I don't know who that executive would be or why D'Amico would hold out and wait for it, but maybe there's something to that. Maybe there's somebody he'd always planned on trying to work with. But as far as personality types go, and I think as far as perhaps maybe the way they view the game of football, I think Caserio and D'Amico will very much enjoy working with each other. Almost to the point that I worry like they might enjoy it too much. You don't want to have too much. You don't want to have agreement all the time.
No.
If everybody agrees on something all the time, then one of those people is unnecessary. So, but I do think that they'll have productive disagreements and discussions. They're just both those types of people that are very. There's an element to both Caserio and D'Amico where they're able to set aside personal ego or pride to try to see the other person's side of things and maybe do things a different way. I think they'll work very well together.
Yeah, I think they're both smart enough to know that it's a good thing to have guys with different worldviews in the building working with each other like that, you know?
Yeah, like, I really, like, I would tell Nick especially, I think that they're going to get along just fine. Yeah. I think because people had asked, okay, why does D'Amico need the second interview? My biggest question would be, okay, it might be just for Nick. You know, it might not be a formality. It might be for Nick to really get comfortable and feel like, okay, yeah, I'm cool with this and I'm willing to move forward with this. And it might be more substantial than perhaps they've let on, but who knows?
Yep. Number three, these are reasons why things could be getting held up with hiring D'Amico. General cold feet on the part of D'Amico Ryan.
Is that your new name for McClain?
That's
General Cold Feet.
General Cold Feet. Yeah, that's his mob name.
Listen, General Cold Feet.
Eh? Tommy Cold Feet.
General Cold Feet. Okay. This is why there will be no cold feet. It's ironic that you'd use that term because sometimes when you think of getting into a marriage, you think of people having cold feet.
Right.
I feel like if I'm D'Amico's wife, and you've already dangled this possibility of me, you know, being back in my hometown and having help with the kids, with my family around and all of that after having, you know, been working coaching hours for a few years and stuff. There's no going back. I think D'Amico's wife might end up being like the biggest asset we have on this thing getting done.
Yeah, I don't even think that there's anything flip about that at all. I think you're absolutely right.
If you've raised kids near grandparents and away from grandparents, my God, the difference.
It's a big delta.
Not a lot of coaches actually get to – not a lot of NFL coaches get to coach near their families.
Right.
You're always kind of living out of a suitcase almost, and this is a pretty rare opportunity.
So less percent even than the Caserio working relationship and the money? This is even less than
that? Yeah, I
would
say 3% on
3%
that. And I have no idea. Now, maybe D'Amico's wife's family doesn't live here anymore or anything. But,
sure.
So I'm totally going out on a limb there, but I could see that as being very conceivable. That would be a huge obstacle to pulling out of the deal.
Last one. Things that could be holding up the D'Amico news. And by the way, things are probably moving perfectly smoothly according to plan. But but we don't know. So the longer this goes on, the more nervous people get. Last one. Something on the Texans side holding it up. Just something on the Texans side. That the Texans are having pause for some reason on this thing.
I think that would go back to the money side of things.
Yep.
I don't think there would be any other reason for them to pull out. I'm trying to think of anything like on the personal side or anything. Like D'Amico's never there's nobody that has an issue with D'Amico.
Yeah, I would bet on the over under on skeletons in D'Amico's closets at under a half.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even like a skeleton in the closet type of thing, but was there somebody that just flat out couldn't stand D'Amico?
Right.
And he can't hold it in any longer. He's got to let Cal McNair know how much he hates D'Amico Ryan.
Yep.
I cannot see it for the life of me.
I can't either. All right, so I think the gist of this segment was we're feeling good, but we understand people feeling nervous the longer we go.
In terms of why it's taking quote-unquote so long, I don't think this is so long, and I know you're not saying that necessarily. It feels like forever, but I do think that D'Amico likely really did put the kibosh on any discussions or conversations or anything about next year during this past week.
Yep.
I think he wanted to focus on this game. So a lot of it, even if it's a formality, it's kind of some of the motions you have to go through.
Yep. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We're going to give away Parker McCollum tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. So be listening. 4-pack of tickets to the opening night of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. We teased this earlier, so we'll get to this. Who should be the OC for D'Amico Ryans? That'll be the big question that everybody's asking once this hire is made. Seth has a few names. He even coins the name of a new nation in this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.